We are drunk on liberty.
We are Drunk on Liberty. This is Ryan J. and Sarah Nay coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
We are here.
And what are you drunk on, Ryan J.?
I am drunk on Liberty. Also, we just came back from a little restaurante.
What was it called?
Native New Yorker.
Yes.
And we drank enormous amounts of beer and ate some food.
Mm-hmm.
We drank Coors Light there. They did not have Michelob Ultra on tap.
They didn't have many on tap, though.
But I did not work today, and I had a couple Michelob Ultras before we went there. So.
So you were really drunk.
Not really. But what are you drunk on tonight?
Liberty, of course. And a little Coors Light. And a little bit of Michelob Ultra. Yep.
Okay.
I think there's a few other peoples here with us.
Yeah. Where are they
spreading
at?
Spreading the message of liberty and drunkenness. Who are they, Ryan J?
Yes. I am Jim Rome.
Oh, hello, Romy.
No.
Didn't he ask you a question?
Take care.
Oh. He's a little short.
Yeah.
Who else?
You want to ask about the other person?
Is he creeping around? Is he creeping?
I like rape.
Oh, yes, of course. He's always creeping around this place.
What bra size do you wear?
Not going to tell you. And how about our little fella?
Little fella, where you at?
Oh.
Oh, he's the big Liberty Lounge stud, Jay Rizzle.
He is pretty big. Not fat, like long and tall.
Well, you want to tell them about we almost had a new resident?
We almost had a little new resident. His name was going to be Gus, and he was a little lab mix. He was super...
Lab interior.
Super duper cute. We came across him... Well, I came across him at work, and he needed a little home for the evening. So I said, okay, well, it's just for the evening. So, of course, I asked Ryan, and he was like, okay, you know, whatever, Jay Rizzle was going to be a little bit pissed, but whatever, because it was only for the night. Well, I brought him home, and Ryan fell in love with him. So did I. Not so much Jay.
I did like him. He was very cute and very calm.
He was very calm, like he was for a puppy. He was only 2 months old.
And he knew shit.
He knew how to go potty trained.
Yes.
He knew what
he knew
no meant.
He knew how to shit.
He could sit.
He knew where to go shit.
Yeah, in the grass. The little bit of grass we have is where the only time he'd poop is in that grass. He'd pee anywhere else, like outside, but he had to poop in the grass.
Yes.
Kind of awkward, but... And, Jay didn't like him at first, but, he slowly throughout the night would creep closer and closer.
Yeah, but he still didn't like him. If he made any sudden movements, Jay hissed and ran away.
Freaked out. But... Like, he used to run up the whole way up the stairs, but then towards the end of the night, he would just run into the other room, at least.
Yes.
I think Jay would have eventually been, like, over it after a while.
So, why do we not have a new resident?
Ryan didn't want him.
Yeah, right.
Because we were going to keep him. It was like, okay, and that night, I slept downstairs with him because I was, like, I was just as scared if he was by himself, he might get into things or, like, pee or poop at night down here by himself. But he actually slept the whole night and did not get up until I got up in the morning to get ready for work. And then he went to the bathroom outside, like right when I got up. Like I said, he's perfect. But when I was getting ready for work, I just started thinking. I was thinking like, okay, well, I travel a lot because obviously everyone knows I'm not from here. I'm from Pennsylvania. And, you know, Ryan will travel with me quite a bit. So there's going to be times where we need someone to watch him, and I don't have family out here that I can depend on and be like, hey, we're going away for a week. Can you watch the dog?
But I do.
Yes, but they also have their own animals to take care of. We can't always depend on one person. So
well, anyway, are you second guessing your decision to not keep him now?
Now it's because my mom. Because my mom Facebook stalked me this morning. She never really is on Facebook. Her picture is just the little still the little silhouette person. Like, she doesn't have a picture. I don't know if she doesn't know how to. I think she does because she's pretty computer savvy, but I don't know what. But she sent me this text and was like, so interesting photo on Facebook. What gives? My mother, who's like almost 60, writes,
what's up?
What gives? Like, I'm like, what? I thought she's pissed. So I called her and I was like, hi, mom. I saw your message. And she's like, all happy. Like, oh, Sarah.
Hey,
that
yo.
Puppy like was like, what's going on with that picture? And I was like, oh, I was just babysitting for the night. That's why I didn't tell you about him. And she was
allegedly.
Like, are you, shut up, Romy. I'm telling a story. So I was like, she's like, are you going to keep him? And I was like, no, I gave him back. Cause then I told her why the whole traveling. And she's like, Sarah, it's your anxiety. You second guess yourself so much. You should have just kept him. He's super cute and it would all work out in the end. Someone would watch him for you.
I'm very, very sorry. I really am. Sincerely, I am.
Stop it, Romy. I don't want you in the story. Anyways, so in the end, I did not keep him. But I went to work today, and they still hadn't found a home for him. And I was almost ready to be like, all right, just come back. But I didn't, because someone then said that they found a home for him. So apparently found a home.
Yep. So we don't have a new resident.
Not anymore. He was super cute. He slept under the tree.
He was very cute.
And his mannerisms were very nice, but...
But anyway, welcome to episode 16, guys.
Sorry, I had to open up the sad story.
Hit up the website, drunkonliberty.com. Email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com or contact@drunkonliberty.com. Do I sound a little nasally still?
I think you sound nasally.
I guess
nasally.
I'm getting sick. It's been a while.
It does. From the guy who said last week, I never get sick.
But... it's been a long time. This is true. We'll see what happens. You know, do that shit. Like, follow us on Twitter and like us on the Facebook.
Twiddle our diddle.
Twiddle our G-spot on the G+ there. We do have a page.
Follow the F-word out of us on Facebook.
Yes. Drunk dial us at 623-505-6375. Leave us a drunken message, and we actually have a drunken message to play for you guys.
From JW.
J-Dub. Yes.
He left us this nice little message the other night. I think it was during the week, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Someone was getting drunk on the week.
He was pretty drunk, and this is like exactly what I was hoping to get in his message, because it's kind of hard to understand, and
I understand most of it. There's just one section I don't understand. He's like, I have to wake up and do something, and I couldn't understand what he said, but I know he did say at the end, like, I'm going to Georgia in 2 weeks or something, but I didn't remember what he had to wake up to do, so the thing I couldn't get.
Okay. Well, here we go. I'm going to play it. It's from JW.
Hey, I am drunk on Liberty, too, and that I would drunk dial. I gotta get up and do some leaf removal tomorrow. So I figured I would get drunk. And I'm gonna be going to Georgia in 3 weeks. And that's kinda cool. And I love your shit. Stay smoking. Heard something about Afghani Kush. And that's what's up. Love you guys. JW. Peace.
Peace to you, JW.
So hopefully you heard that. I heard it, but Ryan's in his earphones.
Yeah, my headphones are not working too well. I couldn't hear that one.
But I mean, it was a little bit quiet, but I could understand it. So, JW, I hope you have safe travels to Georgia.
You rock, dude.
I don't know. Call maybe he anytime. Was doing snow removal. Would that make sense? I don't know. Whatever. But he was removing something the next morning.
Oh, I don't know.
But we just appreciate the drunkenness. It makes us feel better that we're not the only ones getting drunk on Liberty.
Yes.
Oh, jeez, oh, man.
And we sounded just like that a few times, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure you're probably, what the fuck are they talking about?
Who knows what we're saying sometimes.
But yes, we really appreciate that.
Yeah. Love the drunken mumbling.
And we love you too, JW. Peace to you.
You rock.
I think it's time for our beer review, because we have our last one that we bought, like, in that cycle that we bought beer.
Last one.
So, you ready?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I have too many windows.
Okay, fine. So. I'm going to top on my ulcer in my mouth.
Oh, geez.
So,
don't talk about that.
Why not? Because it hurts. You know when you eat... No, you know when you eat too much salt and then you get this weird thing on the side of your tongue? You're like, it hurts.
No, mine was so much better than soundboard.
Mine was better than both of yours in the last one. If you listen to Puke and the Gang, they played... Who was it? Nick?
Yes, Critical
Nick. I think we talked about this last episode. Where the episode, the one where they stopped and it was on my burp. That was me, people. It was Sarah Renee, not Ryan J, but Sarah Renee's burp. I beat you in burps.
Sometimes.
No. No. I always beat you in burps. Me, you can give me Flippy Cup and burps. Yes, that I'm better at you in Flippy Cup and burps.
We got a beer to review.
Look how he avoids the question. Tasty.
What do we got for tonight?
All right, tonight we got, hold on, I gotta look at it. Black Boots Porter.
It's a Deschutes Brewery again. We had them once already.
Handcrafted for your enjoyment. It is from Oregon, Bend, Oregon. So, and it's been in brewing company since 1988. So
it gets a B on 23 years. Beer Advocate.
So that means I probably won't like it.
And it did say something about having a chocolatey taste or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm allergic to chocolate. And I also don't like the taste of chocolate. I know I'm a weird one, but.
Yeah, he doesn't like chocolate, so that's why I'm like not fat.
That probably means that I'm not going to like this.
But all right. It is a 5.2% alcohol volume.
That's not very much.
That's not very much at all, but we're going to give it a little bit of a taste. I'm going to try to crack it this time so you can hear it. You hear the bottle? I missed it. It popped.
It popped
like it was hot.
And it flew.
And it flew somewhere under the table.
Can we get a good pour?
I don't know. Ooh, it's kind of dark.
Yeah,
I don't like dark chocolate.
Well, that Kilt Lifter was fairly dark, and it was good.
Not this dark.
No, ooh, looks like syrup.
God, don't say that. One time I drank this root beer, like liqueur, straight up, and I got sick from it.
All right. Well, you got it. Try it.
There's a little bit of a head on it.
I don't think I'm going to like this.
It smells like a beer we've had before, probably.
It is very dark. Company. It's almost black.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. I'm going. It's a lot of head on it, and I'm not like head. Oh, my God.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
That is incredible.
Okay. It tastes like coffee. A lighter version of Guinness. I don't taste the chocolate.
I don't taste the coffee.
Didn't they say coffee on it?
Maybe it said that too, but it
you
said a
coffee. Mm-hmm.
It said a chocolatey coffee taste.
No, it's
coffee. I don't taste chocolate.
I can taste the coffee. It's like a lighter version of Guinness. That's how
it's not horrible.
No, but it's
doesn't have like an after bitter.
It has like no. You know what the aftertaste is to me? Like you drank a sip of coffee is the aftertaste.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it's like. So if you like coffee, like black coffee, you probably would like this.
I'm not a big fan of coffee, but. It's not that bad.
But
it's
I don't taste
horrible.
The chocolate. I can definitely say the coffee.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a light version of Guinness because Guinness is way more darker, heavier than this.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Oh, you want to try it, Romy?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
Go, 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 go. He chugged that shit.
Take care.
Oh, he must not like it either. Oh, well, I'll drink it because it's beer. But... I'm not going to buy anymore.
Why?
I'm not explaining it to you, creeper.
Who are you?
Okay. Sorry, I was taking a drink there.
Great.
So if you like Guinness, I would recommend this. And if you like coffee, I'd recommend this.
And it's probably a really good beer for people who like good beers.
Yeah, because we're not.
Because, I mean, it got to be on Beer Advocate. And I don't know. I'm just not into the heavy, dark shit. I do wish, because on our Facebook page, Michael LeCompte keeps talking about all these awesome beers that he drinks.
We don't have access to that.
I don't know where
here.
To get that shit. I wish I could find a beer store that has, you know,
like the
imports
one that we,
and
well,
such.
We weren't really, maybe we weren't looking for it. Maybe we had it. If we would look for it, actually, maybe we would find it. Maybe we should look for it. We'll write it down. Because this is our last one anyway, so we have to go get some more this weekend.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, we don't really have like any really good refined places that like.
I just like Four Peaks Brewery, but they don't sell that damn peach shit. I'd be drinking that peach ale every day.
I wonder if
night.
They don't because
every
that's what makes people come to their bar. Like, I wonder if that's why they don't.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. They could make so much more money if they sold it in the stores.
And they need to make one closer to us. I mean, it's where it's at is fairly close, but I mean, if it was closer.
They have one in Scottsdale, and they're building another one.
Where? West Side, probably.
I don't remember what it said, but it said that they plan on building another one soon.
Well, I sure hope so.
So, you got some news tonight.
Yes, I do.
Is that all you had to talk about?
Yeah. I'm still kind of sad about that dog.
Me too.
We'll just go to the pound tomorrow. It's down the street.
Skanks.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what she said. Featuring Sarah Renee.
Okay, so my first story is about Facebook. Because that's what everyone be talking about. And I just talked about it because my mom's a creeper. Apparently, 75% of photos on Facebook are of drunk people.
Yes.
So everyone, think about your Facebook. And then think about the photos. If you do post photos, how many of those photos are of you drunk? Or of people in the photo drunk with you?
Damn near every single one of mine.
Not mine. Because I have pictures of with me and my family and stuff. But
well, the ones with my family... I'm most likely drunk, too, because I'm out on the lake with my mom drinking.
Not everyone has a lake in a boat.
I don't have a lake in a boat.
Not every family does. But, yeah. So, interesting. Let's read about this little article. It says, the holiday season is well underway, and many a work Christmas party is being had, with the inevitable drunken adventures that ensue. A new study suggests, however, that the British are drunk all year round, at least if you go by their Facebook profile. So this is British people, but I would say more people, not just British people. That's kind of racist. Okay. The study conducted by My Memory suggests that as many as 76% of all photos posted on Facebook are taken when the people in them are either drunk or on their way to being so. 76%. We're all guilty of going out and having a good time, but nowadays the photos inevitably catch up with us online. So we wanted to look at how much these photos dominate our persistence on social media sites. There, I guess, My Memory. I guess it says co-founder of My Memory. I don't know what My Memory is.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either. What's quite scary is that around 25% of these people also have no privacy settings on their Facebook account, so their drunken photos are open for the whole world to see. That's colleagues, employers, random Facebook stalkers, the works. So, I mean, that's basically the article.
I have all my privacy settings set. It's just my friends that can see whatever I post.
Yeah, I have that too, but then you can also even block your friends from seeing like certain things,
yeah. I did that with my note. Oh, remember that article, little article thing that I wrote?
You should post
I was going to read it on here a while back, a few episodes back.
We should save it for next time.
And I just never did. But yeah, I wrote.
That was a good one.
Anyway, I blocked out a few family members that I didn't want to see it because it's pretty.
Cause more drama than it's worth.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know.
Critical or. To some people, it would be critical.
Critical.
But they would take it wrong.
It's sexual and very naughty.
Dirty. Yeah. It's about me, you know.
No, it's not.
I was just kidding. It's my ulcer in my mouth caused me to say weird things.
It causes you to say weird things?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Not do weird things. Not kinky things, at least. Okay, I'm done. Anyways.
I'm confused.
So, that's basically that article, just that, you know, a lot more than half of the photos on Facebook are people being drunk.
Yeah, I figured.
I think more than half of my photos on there are, but.
I'm probably into the 80s percentile.
Yeah, he can only be emotional when he's drunk and take pictures when he's drunk. Okay, moving on.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Of course you wouldn't. He's a man. All right, next one. WikiLeaks in court. What to look for in Bradley Manning's hearing is my next article. And it's from WikiLeaks.
Has it already started?
I don't know. I'm going to read it. I haven't read this article
yet. I know we talked about it before it was coming up in December. I don't know if it started yet.
This is posted on December 15th. So let me read a little bit of it because I haven't really read too much of it. I just read a little bit of it. When WikiLeaks suspect Bradley Manning enters a military courtroom in Fort Meade on Friday, he'll face... Oh, so it was today.
Really?
On Friday, he'll face a military investigator bent on demonstrating that the young soldier committed grave violations of law by leaking hundreds of thousands of classified and sensitive U.S. government documents. After more than 18 months in pretrial confinement, the 23-year-old former Army intelligence analyst will get his day in court at the so-called Article 32 hearing, which will determine whether the evidence against him merits the case proceeding to a full court martial. Wired.com will be covering the hearing, gravel to gravel. So
Right. It
was today. So they probably will have something on Wired.com. I didn't know that. So this was from yesterday, but,
I don't know if they'd have it up to date right now. So we'll
keep you posted. If you're really that interested, I would check it out. Go to Wired.com and see Bradley Manning if it's on there.
Like, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I want to know what goes on here.
He's already psychologically messed up from his confinement.
I'm sure.
So
he's fucked in the head now.
Poor guy.
Because of them. And he's gay too.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. I thought I heard that.
So that makes it even better for
him.
So
he was in the military and he was gay. And now they're just
screwing
him
over.
They've been fucking with him for what?
18
a year
months.
And a half?
18 months. Yeah. Horrible. Likely included in the military case are a series of chat logs between Manning and ex-hacker on Andre Lamo, in which Manning allegedly confesses that as an act of conscience, he gave WikiLeaks trouble of U.S. diplomatic cables, two large databases containing war reports from Iraq and Afghanistan, and reports on prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay Prison, and a video of an army attack that killed Iraqi citizens and two Reuters employees.
It's called Reuters.
Sorry, yep. Reuters.
They were Reuters journalists, and I don't know if the people have seen this video. I think I showed you this video. This was a while back.
Wasn't this the one where they bombed that van? And it was just...
Yeah,
and
well,
the
they
guy
didn't
was,
bomb it. They shot the shit out of it.
Yeah, with the helicopter, yeah.
And they killed a kid inside. Just all kinds.
And weren't the guys, laughing about it on the video? The Army, U.S. military were laughing when they were killing innocent civilians.
Yes.
Children. It's horrible. There's a little bit more, but, basically it's not any updated information. It's just basically stating what they'll be talking about. To what they did talk about today.
And
so
the main point is Bradley Manning never hurt anyone. He exposed the U.S. government for harming innocent people. And he's the one being he's been tortured for this 18 months. And now he's actually finally getting a trial where I'm sure it's not going to go well. I don't see it going well.
Oh, no. They're going to convict him.
Government's not going to allow that to go
well.
Can't beat
the government.
And he has hurt no one. He exposed the government for the gang of thugs that they are. And he's just going to go down. It sucks. I mean, what the hell can you do?
Mm-hmm. You can't really beat the system that's trying to put you away. They're going to... And that sucks.
You try to expose the system for what the fuck it is. It's violence. It's a violent monopoly. And they come down on you violently and there's nobody there to help him. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I would like to help him, but what the hell am I supposed to do?
Well, and then they'll just come after you and try to get you for something. Or they'll, what's the word I'm trying to say? Or they'll try to frame you for something in a sense to try to make you look like a bad guy, for trying to protect him because you're a terrorist now that you're protecting him, traitor, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, I'm a terrorist because I support Ron Paul's message too.
Yep, that'd be the same thing.
I'm a terrorist because I was at an Occupy event. I'm a terrorist because whatever. I don't believe in government rule. I don't believe in someone ruling over me. So I'm a terrorist.
Yep. Well, that's how they see it. So it's a little redunculous, but what are you going to do about it? Do everything you can, actually.
Yeah.
Without.
But I don't know.
Hurting yourself. Or really getting well, and put without, into their system, I
without
guess.
Without being violent, because then that just makes you look like a crazy person, too. Mm-hmm. If you get violent against the government thugs. But it's so hard, like, in your mind, you're so outraged at the things that they do, because they are so violent to other peaceful, innocent people.
Well, I actually have a personal incident that what you just said, like, be calm and make the other person look like craziness kind of applies to, like, how to handle a situation that happened to me this week. Mm-hmm. I was at work and there's a situation with a person at work. And this person started shouting in my face. So instead of me, like, shouting back at them, just it's going to keep going back and forth.
Right.
I just calmly just talked, like, started calmly saying one statement to them, the same statement over and over again, but calmly, like how I'm talking right now. And it made them more mad, but it made everyone look at them like, you look crazy. And it made me look fine, because, like, I'm just standing there taking it. I'm not taking it, but I'm just, like, just stating, making that statement over and over again. So it kind of is just like that, like, don't go out and retaliate, like, in a violent manner, because it's gonna make, like you said,
right,
you're now the bad person or you're the crazy people out there.
Yep.
But do it in a way that makes them look like they're, which, you know, which they really are, violent and crazy and manipulative.
It's kind of like the dude, I think it's been probably a year ago or something like that, that dude who flew a plane into an IRS building.
And then they called him an anarchist or something?
Well, they just called him a terrorist, basically.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, but, you know, the mainstream media just puts out all this, you know, making him a kook, a crazy man. But guess what? The IRS has been fucking with him for the past decade plus. Mm-hmm. And it put him over the edge. And, you know, he felt like, you know, what else is he going to do? What could he do? And so he just lashed out violently. And now he's thought of by most people as just this crazy lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, the government's the one that pushed him to that.
To that limit.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They are violent and they create more violence. They escalate every situation that they get into. It's insane.
Yes. I know
skanks.
That very well.
They are skanks.
Skanks.
All right. Any more? Or are you done with that one?
I'm good.
Okay. Except moving on to the next one. The next
not
one.
Not really good because
it's frustrating.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I just hope it goes well for him.
Well, or did go well for him because
well, yeah.
It just happened today.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to just be a one day thing.
Oh, well, no. This was like the pre-hearing to the actual big hearing. So my next article is from Freedom's Phoenix, and it's about the silver dime cards. And this article is actually written by one of our friends. His name is, should I say his name?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, Drew Phillips. And are these the dime cards that Ross made?
Yes.
Okay. Ross is another, I don't know if he's, we'd say.
Activist.
Activist, yeah, out here. And he's been to our house. He was here once. Drew's been here a few times. Ross came with Drew that one time.
Yes.
So anyways, he's made these dime cards. You should check him out on freedomsphoenix.com. They have the pictures posted up there on them.
He has a site that you can
does?
Go to.
What is it? Oh, here it is.
It's on there.
Here it is. It is www.whatisthiscoinworth.info.
Well, that's not even it either, but.
But that's what it is.
It's like etsy.com or something.
Oh, that's not on here, but that's the one they have on here.
Yes, it should link to Ross's
seller
page where he sells these dime cards.
Well, that's why I said just. Oh, here it is. I see it. STS or ETSY store.
Yes. That's
okay.
It.
So if you go to the Freedom's Phoenix and you go on the silver dime card order article written by Drew Phillips, then right there it will be like how is it called? Hyperlinked, right? And it'll say ETSY store. You click on that, and then that's where you can buy those dime cards.
Yes.
And they're really cool. We have a couple dime cards not made by Ross, but by Drew and some other people.
I have one made by Ross.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that new one. Okay, the new one. Made by Ross. Well, I have some made from Drew and some other people, I think Nick. And it's really cool because on the back it tells you how much these dimes are actually worth. They're not really worth a dime. They're like some of them are worth like $2 and.
Well, it depends on the price of silver per
at that time. But I mean, when I bought when we bought at the time, it was worth like $2 and some cents.
No, it was worth at that time. Each dime was worth over $3, I think, at that time. Because right now, I think silver just went down another $2 recently. So, they're probably not even. They're a little under 250 right now, I think.
What still
for a dime?
You think it's only worth a dime, 10 cents, but it's actually worth 250. Yeah. And there's also a little video on here.
So don't spend those dimes. If you come across a dime that's 1964 or before, don't fucking spend that because you're gonna be spending that as 10 cents when it's actually worth 250.
Yeah, save those beasts.
Yes.
All right, so I'm just gonna read this quick little thing here. Says our ETSY store is now live. Go now to get your own silver dime cards and DTOM merchandise. Leave comments if you like your own custom cards for your Liberty group at a bulk rate.
We should get a Drunk on Liberty dime card.
Maybe we will, people. That's
what we should do.
Give Michael LeComp some.
Hell yeah.
That could be our little prize to him. Buy silver, trade with value. You may have heard that before 1965, the currency of the U.S. contained real silver as a basis for its value for trade. Well, as you may have noticed, today's stuff contains all but a vague promise, is fuel for corny bailouts, and has really skewed our economy away from a sustainable path to peace and prosperity. Why not strengthen your local economy by using functional art and trade, or see how far this card can circulate among social networks across the nation? While we cannot, may not, make promises about the day-to-day value of the silver within, by the looks of it out there, we feel pretty confident it is a wise choice, and you may appreciate that for every dollar spent towards silver, you are directing your earnings in directions you value instead of the strange and not altogether kind products projects financed with fractional reserve bank leverage using your deposits in the system. To follow along and track the market rate of silver, scan the back and visit the website at the one that I said before, www.whatisthiscoinworth.info,
yes,
for a silver calculator app for Droid or iPhone. Already over 6,000 downloads.
Yeah, I have that on my Droid phone.
So that website, whatisthiscoinworth.info, is... It tells you what the value of...
That's Drew's site, but you can't buy the dime cards there, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
He might have some sort of link. I don't know what's going on there. But there's that app for the... I mean, I have it on the Droid, and it's really cool. Like, you just put in... You look up and see what the price of silver is, you know, at the time, and then you punch that in, whatever the price of silver is, and then, you know, hit update, and it will automatically tell you what a dime is worth right now,
mm-hmm,
or what a quarter is worth right now, because a quarter is the same thing, 1964 and before, it has silver in it, so.
Yes, quarters are...
And the quarters are worth more.
Yeah,
they have more silver.
More.
They have more silver in them.
Yeah.
I think they're around $5.
And like I said, there's a little video on here. It's called the Silver Dime Card Workshop. So I don't know if they're showing you how they make their dime. I think it's showing them how they make them.
And then
apparently it says learn more at our new site, donttreadonmimi.com.
Mimi?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mimi. But it's all, if you go to freedomsphoenix.com, it's... All of this information is on that website. You just need to type in the search bar, silver dime card orders.
Or you could even type in Drew Phillips.
Yeah, and his articles.
And all his come up.
December 14th was the date of the article. So it's fairly new. Well, Thursday? No, Wednesday. So check that out. Like I said, we have a couple. I have, the only ones I have is the ones that Drew has made, but Ryan apparently has one from Ross. So
yeah, I did get one from Ross. Well, I got it from Drew, but he got it from Ross, and it has, I think it has, I can't even remember what's on it.
I remember it being red. Because I saw it laying on the counter, but I didn't. I just thought it was your one of your old ones.
Oh, it has Rothbard on it. Murray Rothbard.
Oh, okay.
Enemy of the state.
But, you know, like, what they ultimately want is you using that as a currency eventually, isn't it?
Right. Well, mm-hmm. and it fits into your wallet very nicely. I mean, it's the size of a credit card, and you could use that as currency. I mean,
I'll give you this dime card for this.
Each one of these dime cards is worth $253, depending on the price of silver. So, I mean, it's easier to carry than even dollar bills, which are worthless anyway. It's just paper printed from nothing.
Yeah.
So,
I completely agree.
But anyway, there's all that for Drew and Ross. Drew, hurry up and...
put us on Freedom's Phoenix. Yeah, come on now. We just gave you mad props.
Yes.
Romy even agrees.
Yes.
I am Jim Rome.
Okay. Moving on. This article is also from Freedom's Phoenix, and it's about our lovely friend over here, Arpaio. And I'm being sarcastic. Mm. Arpaio is the sheriff of Nottingham. Almost. No, I'm kidding. He is kind of, he's evil. I'm not going to lie.
He's very evil.
And I work down the road from him.
He's a violent, bigot, racist, drug-selling.
And it's funny because in this picture, it's him. It's a little picture of his little old self. And in this, it has a big freaking banner that says Tent City. And then there's this like, also this like picture frame, like picture, and it looks like a license plate, and it says I do it my way, and it looks like a license plate, like the Arizona license plate, and he really does do it his way.
It's
he doesn't
just
give a
showing
shit.
How big of a thug he is. He is the leader of the Arizona gang, basically.
Yeah, but yet he always is like, I'm
he's
going
the
to
Don get- he's the Don of Arizona, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like he's the mob leader.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's the Don, that's what they call him.
So I'm going to read you this article. It says, feds say Arpaio violated civil rights. No shit. The federal government issued a scathing report Thursday that outlines how Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's office has committed a wide range of civil rights violations against Latinos, including a pattern of racial profiling and discrimination
and hookers,
and carrying out heavy-handed immigration patrols based on racial-charged citizens' complaints. The report obtained by the Associated Press ahead of its release is a result of the U.S. Justice Department's 3-year-old investigation of Arpaio's office amid complaints of racial profiling and a culture of bias at the agency's top level. The Justice Department's conclusion in the civil probe marked the federal government's harshest rebuke of a national political fixture who has risen to prominence for his immigration crackdowns and became covenant endorsement among candidates in the GOP presidential field.
So it's kind of weird to me. I mean, I am nowhere on the side of the feds. I think the feds need to go away, but it's really weird that the feds are coming down on him because he's doing what the feds do. So I don't really understand.
I wonder if the feds are doing it to make him look good.
I guess because he's more of a statey, you know? He's a state government kind of dude, and he's going against what they tell him what to do, you know? Like, he's trying to say that, well,
I'm being a badass.
I own this state, so I can run this state however the hell I want, and I'll be a bigot and a racist and, you know, violently harm these so-called illegals, you know? And he's not falling in line to the federal government, but he's still being a dictator of his state, basically.
Oh, this is interesting. It says, apart from the civil rights probe, a federal grand jury also has been investigating Arpaio's office on criminal abuse of power.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Since at least December of 2009.
And I've heard he, I guess his department or whatever, whenever they get a hold of drugs, their big drug busts and stuff, they just turn around and they sell those drugs back onto the streets, and then they can bust
more
whoever they sell them to. it's just this retarded. It's
Or sell it themselves and just make a shitload of money.
It's huge double standard, because he was on that man, what was the movie?
I know what you're thinking of, too, but I don't know the name of it. And he had really bad dandruff.
I think it was American Drug War.
Oh, maybe,
Last
yeah.
White Hope or something like that.
Maybe.
And the dude, I mean, it was pro-drug, you know, in drug war, basically. And they were talking to him, and he was just, you know, all animate about, oh, yeah, these guys got to be in Tent City. Just for possessing marijuana or selling marijuana.
Which is a plant.
Like, really? You're going to let
them
burn. Which
is medicine for many people.
You're going to put them out in your tent city in the middle of the desert.
118 degrees.
Yes. Like, what the fuck? Really? What the hell did they do? They sold a plant to somebody who wanted the plant? Or they smoked the plant that they chose to smoke?
Didn't hurt anyone else.
They didn't hurt themselves even.
Yeah, really.
Because nobody's ever died from smoking this plant. Really? Come on. I hate you,
Arpaio. Mm-hmm. And I know, like,
he's gonna come bust down my door.
I have a friend who's a teacher in Arizona, and like I remember her telling me stories of Arpaio, like, and his gang of thugs, like going in, like, busting in houses with kids in it and guns and fully, like, armor and, like, taking the parents to jail because they're illegal. And, like, these kids are, you know, like, I'm, like, imagining, like, when I'm 7 years old, I didn't have to go through it. Like, seeing my parents be dragged into, like, cop cars and, like, that's just a horrible experience. No wonder these kids turn out the way they do, like, because of you.
We've brought this up before on a previous episode, but it's worth restating. These people that they call illegals, the only law that they have broken is this arbitrary line in the sand drawn by these politicians. They crossed it. That's it. Okay? They haven't hurt anyone. This is this stupid arbitrary law created by an opinion of these corrupt politicians.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing when you speed. You have broken this arbitrary set speed set by these corrupt politicians, and it's called law. So now you are an illegal because you have sped. That's it.
That's nothing.
That's the logic there. I mean, I can't get any
more
logical.
Sometimes you can get pulled over for going too slow.
Either way. It's
so that's kind of silly, but
like,
I'm just saying.
Come on. Why are you even calling human beings illegal aliens? It's so silly to me.
Yeah.
It's not silly. It's disgusting.
It's kind of worrying someone. You know how I'm anxious all the time.
It's
I'm
ridiculous.
Just saying, like, that.
And
what else are they going to come up with?
And it's all an excuse to, you know, get this sort of national ID card so that, you know, they can ask everyone, papers, please. Where did they do that?
What movie did we watch? And they said, show me your papers. What movie was that we just watched?
I don't know, but
Sunday?
I was saying that it happened in Nazi Germany. They wanted to see your papers to make sure you're not a Jew.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. It's good.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up.
Easy, big man.
Oh, sorry, Romy.
Sorry, only Romy can be loud. No. What? What's that movie we watch? I could say we're Blockbusters, but we watched it on Sunday, and it was about that, those two, they, in Israel, where they go, and they were, their mission, they were like government, undercover, government officials for their country, and their mission was to capture this guy who killed all the Jews, like a doctor that, like, killed the Jews.
This was a real movie?
No,
or a documentary.
It was like a movie based on truth. We just watched on Sunday. What was it? You're the one who played it. Like, I never heard of it before. Now I'm gonna freaking be pissed.
I have no idea.
We watched it on Sunday.
This. I don't even remember. Was I drunk?
Remember that girl? Like, she would go on the gyno pretending that she was gonna have a baby so that she could, like, capture the doctor.
Oh,
that one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't
remember the name. I know. But it was okay. Like, it wasn't a bad
movie.
It
was a good movie. What the fuck was that?
I know. Damn it. Well, anyways, if we remember, we can bring it up at Blockbusters, but I'm just saying that I just thought of it because it kind of went along with
hopefully
the show
we'll
and the papers.
We'll figure it out on break. We're coming up on break.
Okay. So. All right. So moving on to the next story that I have. Unless you have anything else about our pile?
No.
Besides that he's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Pretty much sums it all up.
He's getting old and maybe
he'll we'll just corrupt someone else to just take his place.
I know, but I think the world would be much better if he was not here.
And I know we've talked several times, karma. I'm surprised karma has not caught up with
How
him.
How the hell has karma not caught up
with him? Not caught up with him yet. Oh, God. Okay. Anyways. So the next story is about a teacher who tells students Santa is not so.
All right. We disagree on this.
Well, to an extent. Let me read
not
the story.
Not on the story, but
okay, it's kind of short. Let me read it. It says, some second graders in upstate New York got an extra holiday helping of bitter truth from their teacher last week during a geography lesson about the North Pole, specifically that there is no Santa Claus. Latresa Ann Eng, a teacher at George W. Miller Elementary School in New York, issued an apology to her students and their parents a day after the big bah humbug revealed the White Plains Journal reported. According to the publication, the issue of Santa came up when the class of 7-year-olds were in the process of discussing who they thought inhabited the North Pole. That's when the newspaper said Engel stuck to the facts as she knows them and said that Santa Claus did not exist and that Christmas presents were bought by children's parents.
Really?
School officials have declined to comment further on that matter, but did tell the publication that they were reviewing it internally, which means they weren't doing anything. It is unclear how the students are taking the news or if they have cheerfully begun to collect gift-sized portions of coal during recess. So that's it. So this
great.
This is where we disagree. Okay. Ryan's going to say that it's every parent's choice to tell their kids. So if a parent doesn't wants their kid to believe in Santa, then they should be allowed, right? And if your parent doesn't want their child to be lied to, then that should be the parent's decision, correct?
I believe parent's decision. Yes, I don't think this story. I mean, I don't agree with the teacher telling the whole class that
Santa is not real.
But the ultimate root problem here is it being government school and everyone's forced to pay for this and everyone's forced to go there. So whatever your ideas are and what you want taught doesn't fucking matter because they're going to teach what they have set by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, what happens, let's say that I am being stolen from, which I am, and I have a kid, and I send them to the government school, which I would hope I would never have to do. But let's say I'm doing that, but I don't believe in telling my kid that there is a Santa. I've told him ever since he's been really young, I've never said anything about a Santa, you know? So now, what's the problem with my kid telling the other kids at the government school that he goes to that there is no Santa?
See, that's
so
where
now
the problem comes.
So now what?
That's where you have to teach your kid, like, remember, other kids do think there's a Santa.
Because
you just said that it's the parent's choice to tell the kid when there's no Santa or not. Not another kid's choice to tell another kid.
If you are going to be forced to send your kids to this government school, then you get what you get. Like, you're not paying for service to you as an individual the way that you want it.
Why don't you like Santa? I just want to understand this.
What are you talking about? I never said that at all.
No, the idea of Santa, I should say.
Well, I mean, I have reasons for that. But
no, I want to know the reasons.
Well, because you're telling these kids that if they obey, I'm throwing air quotes with one hand, because I'm holding the mic with the other. If they obey all year, then, you know, be good, obey.
So you're setting them up to follow, like, government.
Then they'll get
you
free shit.
The government. Oh, it's like welfare.
Yes. It creates a dependency.
Okay, I understand that, but I don't see it like that. I see it as, like, when I was a kid, I was a good kid anyway. So, like, the fact that Santa was, my mom did tell me a story that once she told me that there was little elves outside. Like, I think she had my dad go outside and pretend he had a flashlight and said, my mom told me that was elves watching me. But otherwise, I wasn't a bad kid. I just like the idea of Santa. Like,
but it's outright lying.
But even when my mom told me there was no Santa, I wasn't mad at her for lying at me.
Why not?
Because, like, she was trying to make it exciting, like something exciting and fun and
mysterious.
You
didn't feel heartbroken?
No, actually, I found out there was no Santa, but I found out because of the Tooth Fairy first, because I found out there was no Tooth Fairy, and the mom explained everything. But I'm just saying...
I would never...
I just like the idea of Santa. I don't know why. Like, just because it's exciting. Like, kids, just to see the little kids are so excited. Like, Santa's coming and giving me gifts. And, like, it's not about, like, obeying. Like, just excited that
I'm
it's,
not
like,
saying that they couldn't still get gifts, but just...
I'm not... I know,
like,
you're not saying
I'm
that.
I'm going to give you gifts.
But I think it's fun with Santa and the reindeer and Rudolph and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a good story, and they could see it as a story. It's a good little cartoon to watch, or, you know, whatever, that claymation Rudolph.
But then
story.
If you don't believe in Santa, that's not that much fun then. Like, Elf would be ruined for me.
I don't mind that Rudolph movie, even now. That claymation.
I like Santa. I'm sorry.
I like that claymation Rudolph. And I... would never believe in Santa, but I'm just saying.
But you've never seen a kid at Christmas when you say Santa. Well, some of them get scared when you say
I'm saying,
Santa.
You can
but
tell
I'm
them
saying,
the story. I don't have anything wrong with telling them the story, but tell them that it is a story. Just the same way that you would read a book to your little kid, and they see it. It's a book. They don't. I mean, it's not real life. You know, Charlotte's Web. Or I don't know where that came from, but I'm just trying to think of kids' books.
Pigs
and
do talk. What are you talking about? And spiders really do write words in webs. I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan.
I don't know. Was that your last story?
No, I have two more.
Oh, well, we're going to have to take a break early because I have to urinate like a motherfucker.
All right. Oh, this is a good song because I have a story for it.
Okay.
Rusted Root, Send Me My Way.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a story because the drummer, Jim Donovan, used to be my bongo teacher in college. I took bongo lessons with him.
Bongo?
Bongo lessons. I was like banging on the drums. It was fun. So Jim Donovan, the guy in, and if you ever watched the video for Rusted Root, Send Me My Way, he's like, you know, drumming on his bongo. He was my teacher.
All right. So I gotta urinate.
Hurry up, play it before you pee on the chair.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. On the sail, on the tell you to run.
All the way, all the way.
I'm over to see, I'm over to y'all. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about we run with? How about cry?
My way.
Send me my way.
right, we are Drunk on Liberty, and we are back from break.
What a good song.
Put you in the mood to want to play bongos, right?
I knew how to play bongos.
It's not really that hard. It's all about the palms.
I just need to know where I can get those bongos.
He's going to buy them for me, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. But I don't know where to get them.
Go to a music store that sells guitars and stuff like that. Or online. Online. Amazon. Type it in Amazon.com.
Maybe. Well, I could.
You go on Drunk on Liberty. Click on Amazon link that we didn't talk about earlier.
And buy some bongos.
And buy some bongos. And get a little kickback on top of it. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's what the people should do that are listening to us as
I'm
well.
I'm just thinking about, I can hear myself. Okay.
Because we didn't mention.
Yeah, if you're looking still for Christmas gifts at the last minute, like most men are, because I'm assuming all of you guys are men.
Hey, I thought our target audience was blonde.
Was pussy? Nah.
Blonde bitches. Wasn't it dumb blonde bitches or something?
I don't like blondes.
It was one of our episodes.
I don't like blondes.
We came up with our target audience. Like, it was blonde bitches. I think it was a joke, but
I don't remember. Yeah. I was probably
and then drunk. I said, no, it's really probably
old fat man sitting on couches.
Dudes.
Masturbating.
Drunk dudes.
I don't know.
Are you making fun of our audience?
No, I'm not.
Drunk dudes. They rock. I'm a drunk dude. You're a drunk vagina.
You're about ready to be like, you're a drunk dude, too.
No. That would not be fun.
For my asshole. I'm just kidding. Anyways.
For your asshole. Yeah, probably.
Ew. Gross. Ugh. Okay, that's poopy. What were we saying, though?
Poopy.
What was it? Oh, anyways, for those men who are last-minute shoppers like Ryan J. Actually, this year he wasn't. You can go to the drunkonliberty.com website, click on the Amazon banner, and then buy your shit. Because then what? Guess what? We get a little bit of kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. And then that goes towards the show.
And it doesn't change your price. You're still paying the same
shit. You pay the same stuff. Only Amazon gets less money and we get a little bit of it.
Yeah. So if you don't like
nice of Amazon.
If you don't like the big corporation Amazon getting all your money.
But they are going away from the UPS or... Yeah, USPS.
Well, they don't get all your money anyway. Don't individuals sell
depends
on
yeah.
sometimes?
It's like Amazon. But I think they get like the person doesn't get all that
well,
money.
Either way. We get a little bit.
They get a little bit. The person selling is a little bit. It's a win-win situation for everyone.
You don't pay
anymore.
You get
a nice little present.
Yeah, you still pay really dirt cheap for whatever you're getting. So there's always awesome deals.
And Amazon has pretty fast delivery.
Yeah.
I bought something at 5 o'clock at night and got the next morning at 10. But that's just because there's a warehouse. There's four warehouses in Phoenix, actually.
Yeah.
So, my next story here, because we didn't get all of That's What She Said done before break, is about Alaskan survives on frozen beer for 3 days while stuck in a snowdrift.
Holy shit. I love this story.
Okay, I'm going to read it. You ready for this shit? Are you ready? Oh, here we go. I can't say his name. Clifton Viel?
Where's it at?
In Alaska.
Oh.
Wound up stuck in a snowdrift off a Royal Highway in eastern Alaska. His truck lacked the usual survival necessities. All that lay in the back was a few cans of Coors Light frozen solid.
Coors.
And as any college student knows, beer is food. Even the relatively bland Coors Light contains calories to keep a person functioning. We just had that tonight. Foodless for nearly 60 hours, Vile munched on the frozen beer.
How long? How long was
60
he doing?
Hours. So,
what's that? 24. That's 48.
Yeah.
6, 7. It's not quite 3 days.
So 2.5 days, basically. Yeah. Bear Growls would be so proud. I don't know who that is. Vile says he ate the beer like beans from a can. I cut the lid off and dug it out with a knife. He told the Anchorage Daily News. The 52-year-old lived off the ration of a couple of cans for more than 3 days.
But they were frozen? So it was probably like slushy type of
While rescuers thing. Searched for him.
So he was eating away at the slushed ice beer, whatever?
Yep. Val had taken a drive late Monday night getting stuck in a snowdrift. I wonder if he was drunk. 3 miles north of Nome, far out of cell phone range, and ill-dressed for the situation in tennis shoes, jeans, and a cheap jacket, Vel huddled for warmth in his sleeping bag and shuddered his shivering feet in a towel. He turned on the engine occasionally to listen to the radio and get the heat flowing, but it was no match for the negative 17 degree weather.
Ouch.
And by the third day, Val's gas gauge was towing the empty line. When he failed to show up to work Tuesday afternoon, the search was on for the missing man. It wasn't until Thursday afternoon, nearly 3 days since his truck became lodged in the snowdrift, that a gnome rescue crew happened upon him. When towed safely back to civilization, Val's beer diet quickly hit this skids. He told ABC News he's drinking a gallon and a half of water each day to rehydrate. Fortunately, his Coors binge wasn't all that unhealthy. He didn't even gain a beer belly.
Well, of course not.
Right. In fact, Vale lost 16 pounds while he laid stranded.
Well, it's because he didn't eat anything except that beer. So.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness he's okay.
Yeah, because we had that story a few episodes ago where it was like,
how long can you survive on beer alone or something like that? Yeah.
And it was like a month, maybe, wasn't it?
Well, he only had a couple cans, though, so.
Yeah.
But poor guy, I'm glad that he survived, because that's scary, because like people die. And
yeah, thank you Coors Light for saving him, basically. That's awesome.
Yeah, cool. Sorry, I was taking a drink.
Cool shit.
Poor guy. But yep, thank goodness he is still kicking it. Okay, last story is entitled Smoking May Make Your Nipples Fall Off.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, here we go. All you men, your ears perked up when I said nipples.
Not smoking weed, right? Just cigarettes?
Okay. Yep. We're good. I'm good. I'm just kidding.
I'm good.
Your nipples are good, Ryan.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Jay's nipples are good. According to plastic surgeon Anthony Yon, smokers who undergo breast lifts, so you have to have a breast lift, which you're not going to have.
Oh.
Unless
I'm
you
not
get fat,
getting a breast lift.
Are at great risk of losing their nipples. This is not just a theory. Their nipples may turn black and fall off.
Oh, my God.
From getting a breast lift. So it's not like...
Wait a minute. What's going on here? So it doesn't have anything to do with smoking. It's a breast lift?
Well, and you smoke on top of it.
Oh.
So it's like the chemical, probably, you know, kind of chemical
reaction. Is it only cigarettes, though?
That's what it's... So I don't know. I haven't read through the whole
let's
thing.
Let's say you get a breast lift and you smoke weed.
I don't know.
Are your nipples going to fall off?
I don't know. We're going to fall off. Probably not, because that's natural, and cigarettes are natural. They have so many freaking chemicals in them. That's disgusting. But a breastless, like, you're not even getting, like implants. It's just they're taking your own, like, flesh and just lifting it, like, basically shrinking it to, like, lift it up and make it perky.
So why would...
Because I've talked about getting this done, because my boobs are kind of saggy.
So why wouldn't women that get implants, would they also
I would assume
their nipples?
Yeah, I would assume, because they probably use the same chemicals to like move shit around.
It would seem like the
same. Yeah, but they just said breast lifts, so I don't know. Maybe that's the only thing they've ever like seen happen. It says, I can't imagine a more horrifying scene. I cringe every time I see a patient for a breast lift who is a smoker. I'm deathly afraid that despite my warning, she will smoke before or after surgery and cause her nipples to turn black and fall off. I've seen it before. This is a doctor.
But does it give like the percentage of how often it happens?
No, I'm going to read on. I'm reading on. Like I said, I haven't read the whole thing. I just read the first paragraph.
Okay.
He had that problem with one of his patients who ignored his warnings. The nipples started to turn black, full of venomous blood. So, like, they turn black because they're bloody.
Weird.
Okay. The venomous blood doesn't have oxygen, and it is full of toxins from probably the smoking.
Mm-hmm.
If it accumulates in any area of the body, it makes it impossible for the cells to survive after a long period of time. This causes... this word, I don't know, medical word, which means the tissues dies, making nipples fall off.
Okay.
Fortunately, he fixed it using leeches.
What?
Ew.
What?
Huh. We use leeches to literally suck out the excess venous blood from the body part, acting as an attachable vein. The leeches drains the old blood, causing it to turn from unhealthy purple back to healthy pink.
Awesome.
Ugh. Skanks. That's not the only horror that smoking can cause to plastic surgeon patients. Yon says that if you are having a tummy tuck and you smoke, you may get an infection resulting in a big, gross, open wound that will take 3 months to heal. If you are having a facelift and you smoke, the skin of your cheek could turn black and slodge off, leaving exposed
boner.
leaving exposed fat.
This is awesome.
Jan's book seems to be full of quite disgusting but entertaining anecdotes and dialogues.
I was just going to say, I'm about done with this story.
Well, no, it's almost done. Okay. Fuck, her nipples are congested. Let's get some of these stitches out. We're looking for the nipples to turn pink.
Oh, my God.
Just what I need to read before lunch. That's what this person wrote down, but... Well, at least
you're
we know,
so naughty.
Well, at least you know there's leeches out there to solve the problem.
Wow.
Skanks.
Okay.
That makes you look at boobies in a totally different light, doesn't it? Remember, boobs are for babies.
They're for babies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so that was my last story. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the news. I'm Sarah Renee. Remember, nobody fucks with a lion. Oh, awesome. Marky Mark, you gotta love him. Marky Mark.
That was a little outro music. Gotcha.
Who doesn't like Marky Mark?
I'm supposed to be up, right?
Yep.
Jesus
Sorry.
Christ.
I had to do it.
Wow.
We're bringing it raw.
Yep, that will not be edited out, so you will hear the screeching of the chair against our floor.
Well, I couldn't help it. I had to pick up my pen that fell, and I got nervous about it. And I was getting anxious. I had to pick it up.
I'm just saying, we don't edit. We don't censor. We don't beep out.
Except for that one time. I'm just kidding. But seriously. go ahead, Ryan, go.
I'm not ready.
Well, that means I got to fill it. I'm just
I guess I am ready.
All right, what's up with the cool new shit?
Drum machine t-shirt.
What is that?
Exactly how it sounds. Here's the perfect last-minute Christmas gift for the musician in your life. A t-shirt with a built-in drum machine.
Like a drum that plays, like, drum? Like the drum? Dun, dun, dun,
Whether
dun,
they're
dun, dun,
a
dun, dun.
Busker in need of a backing track or an annoying nephew who's keen to lay down some hip-hop beats, this shirt's what you need to get them. Using pressure-sensitive pads mounted on the chest, it's possible to tap out your beats, which are then played through a belt-mounted amp and speaker, which cranks all the way up to 11. It lets you choose from 8 different drum kits, from rock through jazz to our favorite, the classical Roland TR-80i.
Rolling with the homies.
It even has an inbuilt recorder, which lets you layer and build loops up to 3 minutes long, like the guy in the video on the left.
Well, there's a video. Check it out.
I don't know. I never played it. The folks who share a subway carriage with someone wearing this shirt are going to love that. It costs $30 and is available from ThinkGeek. Just remember to tell whoever you buy it for that it's machine washable.
Oh, very sweet.
So, yeah, you can play your little bongos on your damn t-shirt.
There we go. We don't need to buy me bongos. Just got me this shirt for $30.
There you go.
I'm a small.
Okay.
Cool.
Next one. How many do you have, by the way?
3.
Oh, good.
Ish.
Possibly 4.5.
All right. This is...
Inches long.
This article is entitled, Unbelievable... Trillion frames per second camera captures light in motion. And there's a video. This is on Gizmodo. And there's a video of it. And it's pretty freaking awesome. It's, you know, it can slow down the video of what's going on. And they, like, shine a light on this tomato. And you see the light. You see light moving. Like, it's not just, you know, you turn on a light onto something, and it's like, boom, it's there. But you watch this little video, and you see the light move. It's pretty freaking cool. I'm not going to read it. But go see that video.
Check it out.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, next one.
You don't have much to say for my cool new shit.
Because I didn't hear that one very well.
You didn't hear it?
I just didn't understand it.
Maybe because you didn't watch the video?
And that's probably why. I'm a visual person. I really am. I'm a visual person.
We need to get a big screen for our Liberty Lounge.
You mean like the Apple computer I saw?
So that whenever we're talking about something, we both see on our big screen what the story is, since we're each looking at different computers right now.
Yeah, maybe we should get that Apple computer that's only $1,600.
Was that the big one?
Yeah.
It was 16? I thought it was more than that.
Maybe it was 20.
I think 21 or 22.
No, I think it was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems low. For how huge, it was freaking huge.
What was it, 26 inches? Or it was like 26 inch screen or something.
A tiny little.
The keyboard was super tiny. It was so cute. And there was no modem. It was the modem was in the.
You always say modem.
What is it?
It's a CPU. It's the actual computer.
That's not what I ever heard it was called. I heard it was always a computer modem.
A modem? Well, I don't think they call that.
I'm old school. Like
modem is
from the 80s.
How you connect to the internet with your modem.
Yeah, that's how I connect to the internet. Using my computer modem.
Nope. Yeah, that's a modem. That's not your computer.
What's the big thing? The box thing.
It's the computer. It's a CPU.
What's CPU stand for?
I don't fucking know.
So don't call it CPU unless you know what it stands for.
A modem is the little thing that flashes over there.
No, but I swear that's what they call the little box thing on the computer.
Maybe
where you press power
to,
and it starts.
But they dropped that shit. They had to have
dropped that shit in the 80s. No, well, I was born in the 80s. That means I didn't understand things till the 90s.
I've heard it just called CPU or it's the computer. It's the fucking, it's the tower. It's the.
Okay, the tower.
It's where the shit happens. But it's
where the
not
magic
the modem.
Happens.
The modem is something completely off of.
All right, anyways, we're getting off the topic. But the CPU is actually in the computer screen.
Yes.
But it looks like a desktop, but it's like built like a laptop, basically. If you think about it, because a laptop doesn't have a tower, it's all in. But you know what laptop I really liked? The Air. The Apple Air.
Yeah.
Because it was super, super thin and tiny, and I like that. That was only like $1,200, so you can buy me that.
Well, that doesn't help us to what I was talking about in
seeing
the same thing that we're talking about.
Anyways, continue.
You're going way off tangent.
I'm putting it out there so everyone knew me. I asked.
I went off
that.
Tangent. We took a tangent, but then you took a tangent on my tangent.
How cool is that? That's cool new shit right there. I just added you a fourth story.
Alright. No, this is my third story. Actually, I had something that I wanted to play during this. What?
What?
Calm down. It takes a while to get started. Alright. Download knowledge directly to your brain. Matrix style.
Ooh. So then you wouldn't have to go to like school because you would just be like, I want to know about this. Zoom.
Do you
goes
remember
my brain.
Matrix? When.
No, I don't remember. That is my junk.
You don't remember? We watched all three.
I remember we watched all three.
And the first one, I think it was the first one, Trinity's like calls back and it was like, I need to know how to fly this helicopter.
Oh, okay.
And he loaded the
file and the information. Gotcha.
In her brain, and then boom, she knew how to do it. And even before that, when Keanu, Neo, was learning how to fight, they loaded that into his head, and like 2 seconds later, he opened his eyes. Like, I know kung fu.
Yes.
Because they loaded kung fu into his.
So technically, you wouldn't have to go to school because you would just load everything into your brain.
Yes. You wouldn't have to go anywhere. Whatever.
You could have any job you wanted to.
I guess I'll read this. For the first time, researchers have been able to hack into the process of learning in the brain using induced brain patterns to create a learned behavior. It's not quite as advanced as an instant kung fu download, which I was just talking about. And it's not as sleek as cognitive inception, but it's still an important finding that could lead to new teaching and rehabilitation techniques. future therapies could decode the brain activity patterns of an athlete or a musician and use them as a benchmark for teaching another person a new activity. So like you could learn how to play guitar or learn how to play your bongos better.
Ooh, I like that.
Just instant. Scientists from Boston University and ATR Computational Neuroscience Laboratories in Kyoto used functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, to study the learning process. They were examining the adult's brain aptitude for visual perceptual learning, in which repetitive training improves a person's performance on a particular task. Whether adults can do this as well as young people and are experiencing an ongoing debate in neuroscience.
But basically, it's something to do with the neurons.
They're not quite there, not even close. But they're...
The music's kind of a little loud. Now.
I've been turning it down. That's not quite quiet.
Yeah, remember, your earphones are messed up.
I guess so. Headphones. Anyway, they can't do what they do in The Matrix, obviously. Nowhere even close, but... They are implanting certain things
into your neurons
in the brain. So they're on their way to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good news. I like science. Science.
I like science too. Interesting.
Yes. That was my last.
That was your last one.
Yep. There is something I wanted to play before we do anything else.
Before we end the Blockbusters?
Yeah. There was the Republican debate. I don't know. It was a couple days ago.
Yeah, with Ron Paul and all
those
people.
Was it last week? Because they just had one.
Maybe it was last week, and then they had another one this week. I think you're right. It was last week.
This week wasn't as.
It wasn't on Saturday.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was on Saturday. The one.
Anyways,
you were talking about.
It was on ABC, and it was the highest rated one so far. And I know they've had a lot, but I think that's fine because that just means more times that Ron Paul hits an audience with his freedom message, his liberty message. You know, so. Do as many as they can.
Open more eyes.
I think.
Open more eyes.
As many as they can. But this ABC one got ridiculous ratings, apparently. And Ron Paul came out and said all government is force. And I just wanted to play a little clip of his highlights. And
if where could they go if they want to see all of it?
It's on
13
YouTube.
Minutes.
It's on YouTube.
So just put in like Ron Paul highlights from...
And this one's on ABC.
ABC, okay.
Yeah, if you put Ron Paul highlights ABC, you'll easily find it. But
and it would have been from last week to like December 13th.
It was Saturday.
What was Saturday?
I don't know.
Oh my God, my brain.
6 days ago?
I don't
December
know.
10th?
Okay. So December 10th.
Yeah.
So play the highlights.
I'll just play this little bit here.
Habits that we all need to learn to do better on at a young age. They talked about obesity. They talked about exercise. If I can ask you, Congressman Paul, anything government should do on these fronts?
On medical? Or
on these fronts specifically of healthy behavior at very young ages where it's...
No, essentially not, but they have to be a referee. If people are doing things that hurt other people, yes. But if you embark on instituting a society where government protects you from yourself, you're in big trouble, and that's what they're doing. I think what we've had here is a demonstration of why should we have a candidate that's going to have to explain themselves. 70% of the people want further explanations on what your positions are. So I think that is endless. But you talk about the Obamacare using force. But that's all government is force. I mean, do you have a choice about paying Medicare taxes? So there's not a whole lot of difference. You're forced to buy insurance. That's one step further. But you have to stop with force. Once government uses force to mold behavior or mold the economy, they've overstepped the bounds and they violated the whole concept of our revolution and our Constitution.
But that's all it is. Government is force.
And that's what he said there. Yeah, and he isn't even, awesome. He's in the government and he says that. You know what I mean? That's what's the cool thing.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And I think
there's a lot. That was a good debate. So there's a lot more. I would recommend watching that. It's only really, 13 minutes. So that's not
too bad. It's a
really
good highlight clip. And I just recently watched the newest one that he has from last night. His highlights. And so I can't. Now I'm confusing them both together, but I can't remember which one it is that he essentially said something like, most of these people want to become president because they want all the power. I don't want any power when I become president.
I think it would have been, I don't remember that, so I think it would have been from the new one.
From the new one, he says something like, yeah, like, I don't want any power when I become president. Like, basically, I want to be president, but I don't want to be ruling over you.
I don't want to do anything.
I don't want to rule over you. I want to get out of your life and help make things better by everybody, you know, participating in this free market,
making their
this
own
voluntary
decisions.
Association, and having personal responsibility. And this is what he's talked about for fucking 30 years.
And that's why I think if he really, really became president, besides the fact that we already had discussed that we think he might be killed off eventually, well, I honestly think when he says he would stop the war, he would bring everyone home.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And that, but you know, the thing is, I'm saying, like,
thing, yeah.
But what I'm saying in the last presidential elections, that was something that, oh, I'll bring the troops home, but they never really did. So that's what I'm saying with him. He honestly would.
Like, how cool would it be to see Ron Paul actually win the Republican primary? So basically what you have is Obama against Ron Paul, and now they're debating. And Obama is supposed to be on the left, this Democrat, and Democrats, for the most part, are supposed to be anti-war. And how is it going to look when the Republican candidate that's going against the supposed to be anti-war candidate
he's
more anti-war than who's supposed to be the anti-war candidate.
And Obama can't pull that. When I become president, I will stop, because he's already president and he ain't stopping shit. So
he and Ron Paul would have everything to point out about how he was inconsistent. All the things that he said, that he promised, and so inconsistent. And Ron Paul has been talking this same shit
for 30 years. Like, you can't really change that.
He has never flip-flop. That's like, many times he's the only one who votes no in Congress on certain
Didn't
bills.
Didn't they bring that up once on one of the debates?
Probably. I'm sure.
Or Mr. No, or whatever.
They call him Dr. No because he's a doctor.
Doctor, because he was delivered, a real doctor.
He's delivered the babies.
He can come deliver a baby. Not for me, but I'm saying for one of my friends.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Ron Paul. He kicks ass.
Anyways, moving on.
To
Is that it? Was that your last one? Well, Cool New Shit's over, right?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to play that clip.
Oh, okay.
And talk about Ron Paul a little bit, because I thought that was awesome. Telling a huge audience. I mean, they got hardcore ratings.
Because it was on ABC, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, people that don't
and
really.
To put that idea into people's heads, even if they didn't agree with it or whatever, I mean, that's gonna be there. You know, he planted that seed.
Oh, and wasn't that the debate where all the guys, there was like, what, Mitt Romney and Perry were all like, remember they like were saying, like, what was the question? It was at the very end.
I could still
name
play
one
it.
Of your candidates up here that.
No, I can't.
I can't remember, but
close it.
You need to just watch it at the end. Like, they were giving props to Ron Paul, and they usually
don't. Start sucking Ron Paul's cock.
But they're sucking it because they want people to think that they're thinking the same things, because they realized how many people were liking what he was saying.
They're saying it so that in case Ron Paul doesn't win the primary, and it is a Mitt Romney. Let's say Mitt Romney wins it. Now,
my parents
now people who are on the borderline but support Ron Paul, those people, they would
go
to whoever wins if they are given love to Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that was
doesn't matter if they don't. You know, they don't actually agree with them.
It was a campaign move.
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Frustrating.
Both of them. That's what it is.
Vote. Let's just hope Ron Paul wins. Let's just hope. In a sense, I want him to win, but then it says I don't because I know he'll die.
No, I don't necessarily think that.
I think he might kill him.
No, I think what's more likely to happen is the... the big hardcore Federal Reserve and the big super rich dudes that we don't know about that get all this money from government handouts and government.
I thought you said they were gonna blame the collapse will happen when he's.
That's
in
what
office.
I'm saying. Okay. These people can control the money and how it's going more than any president can do anything.
Yeah.
Even if they just let it go, it's gonna get bad. And I think that they can cause it to get really bad, and then
they'll blame it
make
on the free
the people,
market.
The actual people who are harmed by it, blame Ron Paul
and
his
free market
ideas
and the ideas and all that stuff. Yeah,
and
that
blame libertarianism.
I remember you saying
and then
that
it
before.
Would set libertarianism back, way back, because we're just starting to build some steam. Everything's going awesome, you know. More and more people, because of the internet, are getting into it and understanding how logical and consistent it is and reasonable, you know. And it could just, I don't know, it could set it way back if they somehow could infiltrate and just cause some violent shit or even, you know, just destroy the economy.
No, I completely hear and understand.
And that's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't want Newt Gingrich to be president. I don't want Ron Paul to be president. Or not Ron Paul. Obama.
Oh, Barack Obama.
Or Mitt. Or anyone.
Anyone else.
I don't want anybody to be president. I don't want a president. I don't need a president. But, I don't know.
So, it's just kind of a frustrating situation. Moving on to, let's go to
Blockbusters!
So, we watched The New Thing.
The Thing.
I watched that when I was high school, the original The Thing. And what the one that we watched the new one, but we also, I fell asleep, but just because I was drunk and tired. We had got the old thing from 1982.
Yes.
Older than me. And it was restored, so it was a pretty good copy.
It was a damn good copy.
The restored version,
it looked
yeah.
like a Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. But like I fell asleep during it. Not because it wasn't good, just because I was drunk and that's what I do.
It wasn't bad.
And then we watched the new one, and that was pretty good. I mean, it related to the old one, but, you know, it was decent. It was kind of gruesome, but, you know, if you like those kind of movies, I'd recommend it. I liked it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It eats you from inside. Interesting. Yes. What other? Oh, Gran Torino.
I had already seen this a while back because I downloaded this a long time
whatever,
ago.
Whatever, like 3 years, 3 years old? It's about three and a half years old.
Yeah, it's been a while. But you had never seen
I've
it.
I've never
so
seen
him. We watched it. What'd you think?
It was good. I liked it a lot. I didn't, like, well, I remember 3 years ago because my friend was talking about the movie and, oh, I want to see this movie or whatever. And I was like, eh, whatever. Like, I really wasn't into it. And then the other night we got on talking about something and it came up. And so we watched it because he had the movie, and it was good. It was interesting. Like, who's the
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. He directs. He directs a lot, doesn't he?
He directs it, and he acts in this one.
But he directs a lot of movies in general, doesn't he?
Not a lot, but
what other movies?
Most of the ones that he does
are good.
Are good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He did $1 Million Baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was in it too.
There's some other ones.
He does a lot where he stars and directs in them.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
This one gets an 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb, and IMDb doesn't tend to give very good ratings for movies. shows it does, but
it was different than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it was a violent movie, but like it was different than what I thought it was going to be.
It was funny.
But at the end, even. It kind of went, not that I want to say it went in a nonviolent way, but his character went in a nonviolent way.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was surprised by that based on his like past.
Yeah, it was a surprising ending.
But
I like it a lot.
If you haven't seen it, which I'm probably sure most people have because I'm just weird, but it's definitely a good movie, and I think you should check it out.
It's funny, too, but it's just because...
It is funny in a sense because he's racist.
He's a bigoted racist white dude.
In the beginning, yeah. But that's how, like...
But it's funny.
Yeah, it reminds me of, funny, like, my grandparents, yeah. In a sense. Yeah. Yeah, your grandparents, too?
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
But in the end, it all works out and stuff, but... Yeah, I liked it, so I would recommend that one. And then I think the other ones I have on here are all shows.
Fear Factor.
Yeah, Fear Factor
with
came
Joe,
back.
Joe Rogan, it's back.
Your man crush.
Yes, this is true. But, wow.
We watched two episodes of it.
Yeah, the first two episodes. I thought they were pretty awesome.
Yes, they were... Well, the first one, okay, so they go through, like, the first stage.
Well, the first one was a team of exes.
Exes. They were all ex
that was crazy.
Lovers. And they had to, like, the first one was they had to, like, drive this car into a pool and then, like unlock all these things while they're drowning in this car and then swim over and do this thing. Okay, so I'm like, well, that's pretty intense. Like, that's a freaky thing. The next part was what they had to, was that the one where they had to dive into a blood pool? Right?
Cow blood? Was it cow
blood?
Yeah,
they had to get into cow blood and like pick up the hearts with their mouth.
Cow hearts
out
of the blood with
and
their
then,
mouth.
And then spit the cow hearts into this bin. And however many you got in there, then that's who won.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Then I was like, that's bad
enough. Sure that
but then it got to the third stunt, and it was like you were in a freaking action movie. They had to climb on top of this moving bus, then hook up to this helicopter that, like, you're hanging from this rope in a helicopter, swinging in the air in this helicopter over a lake. Yeah. Then you had to jump into a moving speedboat. Then, once you got in the speedboat, you had to get these keys. Then you had to jump off the boat into the water, swim.
As the boat's
moving
really fast.
Jumped out of the speedboat.
Yes.
Then you swim over this helicopter that has, like, this netting that has these book bags tied at the very top of this netting. So you have to climb up this netting.
Hanging from the
keys that you got from the speedboat. You have to unlock this backpack that has dynamite in it and throw the... Oh, no, flare, not dynamite.
Flare
and throw... open it up so it ignites and throw the dynamite onto this big ship that will blow up. And then once it blows up, your time's done. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, if I was this person... Because, like, in this summer, they were asking for applicants. And me and Ryan were like, okay, maybe we'll put our names in, whatever. And I'm like, thank God I fucking didn't. Like, I would have died.
That's like, insane. And the way Rogan explains each thing, but he's just like, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And
never stopped. He was like, you gotta do this.
Like, what
and
the
I'm like,
fuck?
And when he was over, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, what are these people supposed to do? Like,
one of the teams, the dude on the team, I think the team that won, was like, I don't even know what he just said. I'm still trying to figure out what he said. What do we do? Like,
I mean, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Holy shit. How can you remember to do all those things? And they did it in like five minutes.
It's five? Insane. No, 5 and 7 minutes, I think it was at the end. Yeah. But the second one wasn't, the last one in the second one wasn't as tense as that. Like, there wasn't that many steps to get to the end of the ghoul.
Yeah. And the last one.
That was the last one. Like, the second one.
In the second episode, the last one was just to grab some freaking
bags. Okay, let's just the second one. The second one was the one with the creepy mom and son.
Mom-son relationship that's, like, banging.
Well, it was funny. It was, like, incest. They actually made fun of it on TMZ. We don't really watch it, but we watch these shows that come after TMZ, like Community and stuff, and it was on, and they were making fun
rape.
Of, yeah, that's basically what it was. Like, they made fun of them on there, and I'm like, okay, it wasn't just me and Ryan thinking they were creepy. Like, people really thought they were, like, because Rogan even said something about it.
Oh, yeah.
He asked the other, like, contestants, like, so what do you think about that mom and son? And everyone was like, well, it's kind of a weird. And what did Rogan say? Like, he said something weird at the end. Like,
oh, he said, I hug my mom too, but...
Then I let go.
Then I let go.
Because they were like hugging and touching
never
each
go.
Other. It was weird.
They held hands every time they were on the helicopter.
Well, anyway, so the second episode wasn't as intense, but, like, the first thing they had to do was, like, a helicopter dropped them down, and they were, like, still attached to the helicopter, but they ran to open up this thing that made this truck start moving. But on the truck was a bunch of flags, so they had to open all these barrels and get these flags. But the truck was moving towards this, like, dynamite that was going to explode. And just right that before that was going to explode, like, the helicopters would pull the contestants up. And then everything would explode. And then whoever had the most flags went to the next level. And then the second level was they had to eat scorpions. They actually had something that they had to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third one was where they were attached to a cement truck. And the cement truck was just ramming through all these obstacles, like brick, not brick walls, but like hard, like wood, stuff like that. Yeah. And you had to get as many flags as you could while you're hitting into these like obstacles, like wooden blocks and like all this crap. And it was just funny watching these people like attach. But they did, the mother and son did not win, thank God, because they were creepers.
Well, don't tell them who won.
Oh, but well.
Anyway, yeah.
I didn't say who won, I just said they didn't win.
Right. It's a good show. It's basically like the old Fear Factor, but now it's in HD, and they're doing a lot more crazier shit.
And Rogan has sleeves now.
Rogan has, sleeve tattoos.
He didn't have that in the last one.
Yep. Anyway. What about that American Horror Story?
Oh, yeah, American Horror Story is another show I had heard about, but we were watching so many shows that I just never thought. And finally, last night, I remembered it, and I was like, hey, let's see if it's on Hulu first, because I was like, I don't want to torrent it if it's going to suck. So we went on Hulu, and we found it, and they had, like, episode 1, 7. And I was like, let's just watch episode 1. And it was good. Like, it was freaky, but then it was good. Like, it's hard to explain.
It's like a good scary movie, but
Every episode.
We only watched the first episode.
But we've heard that every episode is like that.
Yeah, it's like a scary movie. That episode was a good scary movie. Like, it was legitimately scary.
Yeah, and basically the gist of it is like,
it's on FX.
I didn't say that. It's on FX. And there's the main character guy. Where is he from? I'm going to look it up now on IMDb.
Well, no, I have IMDb up and running.
Put the American Horror Story in, because he's from something. And it's going to bug the shit because I couldn't think of last night what it was from. But it's just basically this family moves into this house and it's basically apparently haunted. But like, it's not your typical, like, shit happens and you're like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, it takes him to that whole new level. You see butts in it. Like, it's a typical FX. But isn't it written or directed by the guy who made Nip Tuck?
Ryan Murphy, yes.
Is he writer or is he a director?
He's both.
Oh, he's both. So it's...
He was
so
both on Nip
If
Tuck
you like
as
Nip
well.
Tuck, it, it, Nick Tuck. Nick Tuck.
Wow.
Nip Tuck. Then you're going to probably like this style. Because it's basically that style, only it's... I mean, it's a different plot and stuff, but it's his style. I can totally see it.
This main dude.
What? What's his name?
Not really. Dylan McDermott, but I'm not really. Oh, he's in The Practice.
Okay.
That was the show that.
I know The Practice, but I swear he
Will and Grace. He was in Will and Grace.
Wasn't he Will?
One episode.
He was. Oh, only one?
No.
Okay.
He wasn't Will. Wonderland. That's way back.
No, but
The Messengers.
The Messengers, okay, he's been in that movie, but I swear he was in something, like, bigger than that.
Something called Big Shots, I've never heard of, Mercy, Burning Palms.
The Practice, The Messengers.
Dark Blue TV series.
No.
Yeah, nothing that The Messengers, I remember that movie, I guess.
I remember, he was, like, the main person in that, yeah.
Okay. But I do remember him in The Practice. I did actually watch a couple of those episodes.
Okay, so that's where he's basically from. I thought he was from something else, but I guess not.
He was a host on Saturday Night Live in 99.
Oh. I was like 12. No, I'm just kidding.
He was on Ally McBeal.
Maybe that's where I remember him from.
I never watched that, but...
I remember it
Miracle on 34th Street.
The movie?
In 1994.
Okay.
The Cowboy Way. I know that movie. 1994. Can't think of what it was. He was on Tales from the Crypt. Oh,
I love that.
Awesome. Back in 92.
Old school.
Man, I think that's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
I need to watch those.
But anyways, so I used to watch them. It was cool. So he's familiar. Like, if you see him, you're going to be like, oh, I've seen him before, I think. But he is the only person that I noticed, like, on there that I've been like, oh, I've seen him before. But it's really, it's a good show. I think it's going to be good. I mean, we've only said, what, one episode.
Well, I said that we're going to watch the rest of this Torchwood, which is our next thing.
We'll watch those first, and then we'll watch the rest of the...
I'll download.
So we'll watch Torchwood tomorrow and Sunday, and then we'll be able, we're all set for American Horror Stories.
If we can get through them all, I don't know. There's like a good 12.
I will stay up late so we can watch that.
We watched the first Torchwood of season 4, and you...
fell asleep. Yes. But I had also had work in the morning, and other stuff was going on. But, yeah, so I guess if we're already going there, we might as well talk about Torchwood. So we had left off, we told you that season 4 of Torchwood, and it kind of seemed like it's over, it's done. And then, but we knew it wasn't because we knew that there was another season
coming. We left off at season 3.
But I'm saying we, like, but season 3 ended, like, where he went up into space and, like, we're like, if you didn't know, season, like, you would think, okay, there's no more.
Yes.
But we already knew there was because we knew there was a season 4. So, this season 4 is going to be based in the U.S., right?
Well, that's basically what happened at the end of the episode. They eventually, the CIA came in and, told them that they're coming with them to go to the U.S. because what happened is nobody...
spoiler alert.
...in the whole world can die. You get a fucking shot in the heart, shot in the brain, whatever. You're still alive. You get burned to death.
You're still...
Were you awake
yes,
for that?
Yes, and they cut like the last thread that was holding them...
cut his head off.
And he still was alive.
He was still alive, yes. Fucking insane. So shit's getting crazy in
so
the
basically,
very first
like,
episode.
The U.S. was bringing Torchwood back because they're like, what is going on? Like, this is extraterrestrial shit.
Yeah.
So they wanted to bring them back. So I think it's going to be an interesting season.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited for it. I don't know if there's a season 5 coming.
I haven't even looked it up.
Yeah, but all I know is at least season 4 should be something fun.
If it is, I mean, it's not there now. If there's one, there might be one coming. Probably is, since this season 4 just recently ended.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, within the last few months. It's probably the end of spring or something.
And then we also watched Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
And Dexter, I guess Sunday is the season finale.
Yeah, we watched the one right
Dexter wasn't
the
bad. It ended pretty good.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, what's going to happen now? Because shit kind of went down at the end.
Yeah, not too bad.
Mm-mm. This season, overall, this season, not so great.
Yeah.
But there has been like 2 or 3 episodes. Okay, good episodes. But overall, nothing compared to season 1 and 4. They better, all I got to say is next season better step it up. Season 6 better, or 7 better step it up. Because this season kind of was a downer overall, but I mean, there has been a few good episodes, but I recommend watching this last episode. So, but that's about it for Blockbusters. I don't really think that was about it. I don't think we really, because we haven't watched It's Always Sunny yet.
Yeah.
Apparently this is the season finale, tonight. But apparently you said that people were on, you were on Facebook on their page and they were saying that this season wasn't that great because they changed the writers apparently.
Of It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that is real, if that's what really happened. No, it was just people commenting on their Facebook page saying that the season wasn't very funny, but...
I'm going to say, like, okay.
It's not...
compared to other ones, not, but it was still funny.
Not every other one. Like, I mean, there's certain ones, like the one where they're pouring the freaking...
Wine
into the Coke cans, of course.
Acid.
That season was freaking awesome. And the acid one, that season was pretty awesome. But, I don't know, this season was pretty hilarious. The freaking vodka-loaded ham. And then they woke up.
Stranded in the middle of the freaking ocean.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was
hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, and well, Mac getting fat is hilarious to me. If it's even real, I still don't even know, but. I don't see any problem with it, and if it's true that they got new writers, I don't see a real difference in it.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, I can see this season, it wasn't laugh out loud funny. It was funny, but I don't think
the ham. I laughed out loud many times.
But ham, yeah, the ham one. I admit, I remember. I'm still laughing
other
about
times,
it
too. And this the past one, the last one was the high school reunion, and it's going to be continued.
Oh,
for
that's
this.
The first time I think they've done continued.
Well, and this is for the finale.
Yeah, so maybe they'll be good. We're gonna watch it later, so hopefully it's a laugh out loud funny one.
The first one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because they're bringing stuff back, like remembering, like remember when I did, you know,
I still think, from old episodes. I still think it's awesome. I don't know if I believe these random people saying that they have new writers.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's the best season, but I think it's still good. I mean, it's still watchable, and I think it's still, I would recommend it, but I'm saying I don't think it was the best season.
I
still love Charlie's
that.
Voice. He's all squeaky and short. You gotta love short and squeaky people.
I don't have any problem with what's going on. So I don't know.
Two opinions.
I don't know if it's new writers or not.
Who knows? Who really knows? But I thought Mac and Dennis, like, well, that's not the real names, but were actually the creators and they actually wrote shit. So then how would they really be the writers changed?
Well, once you get big, then you have your underlings that can do everything for you. They help you. I mean, they're still in there, kind of like the Southport guys. They have a room of other people to help them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But they are, you know, still the guys who are like running shit, but they have writers on their team.
All right, now I understand what you're saying.
That's what they have. But what these people were saying is they have new writers. I don't know.
I got you.
I don't know if it's true. I didn't look it up to check or anything, but.
I got you. That makes sense. Thank you for clarifying. All right, well, I think that's about it. I don't think we have anything else, really. We haven't watched.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying about Blockbusters.
Oh, we're still on Blockbusters?
Yes.
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. I think we're done with that.
For a long time.
All right. We're moving on to the next one that starts with a B.
You have something for that?
Oh, yeah, I got some.
Because I don't.
I do. Yeah, you've been bored this week.
I'm not.
Or maybe the people I work with are just the B word.
I guess I'm just not big on bitching, I guess.
You're not a woman. Okay, so I'm bitching about women, and I am a woman, but I am going to bitch about women. Women are very catty, and they try to always get back at other women.
Yes.
Okay, Romeo, all right, thank you for agreeing with me. Of course you would.
Yes and no.
Anyways.
I'm very, very sorry. I really am. Sincerely, I am.
Where's Creeper? Is Creeper going to come in now?
No.
No, okay.
We're not talking about anal sex.
Pops up. Oh, okay.
Or
anyways,
rape.
Women are very catty.
I like rape.
They, of course, you had to pop in there before I even finished.
Hey, yo.
So anyways.
Okay. What are you saying?
I can't do this without like, I'm trying to think of a way to do this without actually like, making it
throwing
obvious
somebody under
talk.
The bus.
Yeah, kind of. I guess I could just control it because women are all like this. They always want to be better than other women, in a sense. So, like for instance, this week at work, I had like we had brought talked about Gus, the little dog that I had adopted for a night, or we had adopted for a night. And I, you know, I came to work and I was honest, like I really don't think I can do this, like. He's super, super cute, but, like, my only issue is with traveling and blah, blah, blah. And people, the one girl at work was like, well, yeah, because dogs are expensive. And I just, you know, you don't have. Like, she made it seem like I didn't have enough money to take care of my dog. And I was about ready to be like, you know what, bitch? Like, who the fuck are you talking about? You don't know how much money I make and you don't know what the hell's going on in my household. Like, that's what she made me, like, think because she was like, yeah, me and my, and she's talking about her boyfriend, whatever, her sugar daddy. Like, when we go away, it costs a lot of money. Like, I didn't have money to freaking provide for my dog or animal. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was pissed off about that shit. Then she had the nerve that she was like, so she called the dog Sir Mix-a-Lot because I was like the dog of the whatever. And no, not funny. Because I was like, no, the dog's name's going to be Gus. She's like, well, I don't like that name, so I'm going to call him Sir.
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious
like,
things ever.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just told you, like, I'm the one who's been taking care of this dog, and you have the nerve to say that, like, well, I don't like that name? well, fuck you, because I don't like your face, but I don't tell you that. Like, hell you. Like, ugh. So there's just a lot of tension there. And, like, the fact is, like, I just keep it professional because I'm like, I have to work with her, so I'm not going to be a bitch to her. But when she says shit like that, I really want to punch a bitch out. Like, who the fuck do you come along to say that I don't have money and that you don't like my dog's name? Well, fuck you. It's not your dog. It's not your house. It's not your pocketbook. So you shouldn't have a shit to say of what's going on in my life. And she was the one who asked me, like, are you going to keep it? What's the name of it? Like, she's the one who came out and asked me these questions. Like, I didn't come out and tell her anything. So that was the part that got me. Like, if I would have just been openly talking about it, okay, it might have made a little more sense that she can put her opinion in it. But, like, don't ask me these questions and then put your fucking opinion in it.
Easy, big man.
But that just bothered me, and I had to get off my chest.
I don't really see the issue.
You know what, Romy? Get the fuck off the show. I'm pissed at
Bull
you.
Bull crap.
Get off the show.
Really?
Get off it.
Whatever.
Whatever, I'm not paying you.
Take care.
Oh, yeah, of course, when I said money, he was like, goodbye. Anyways, so, and I had bitched her, our Ryan J, about this, and he kind of was like, she doesn't know anything about this shit, so.
I just like to steer away from the drama.
I wasn't putting myself in drama. She asked me the questions, so I answered them. She asked me, well, what are you going to name them? And then she's like, well, I don't like the name. I like Sir Mix a lot better. Well, okay, well, that's not your dog. And then, she's like, why aren't you gonna keep him? And I told her the reason. And then she's like, then that statement about, like, and it made me think, like, and I could have been over, you know, analyzing it, but it made it to me, the way she said it, it sounded like she was saying that I didn't have money, or we didn't have money to take care of this dog, whatever. So it pissed me off. I hate women are fucking bitches. Okay, anyways, that was my bitching about women.
Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Yep, she is. Okay.
Yes?
That's it. That's all she said. Are we ready for the survey?
I don't have any bitching. Tonight, what is today? Friday night. I don't know if, well, probably people won't listen to this till
tomorrow.
At least tomorrow. So, but anyway, if you want to go back on Hulu or something and check it out, tonight is supposed to be Joe Rogan and Ron Paul are both going to be on
Leno.
Jay Leno, the Tonight Show.
Man Crush and Looker Upper. I don't know what I just said. Whatever.
What are you?
Like, you look up to Ron Paul? Like, Looker Upper?
No, I appreciate how successful he has become to put out the message of liberty.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's amazing.
Alrighty.
He reaches way more people than anybody else we could even
think
of.
Than we do.
Well, that's a given. But even like Free Talk Live is huge, but they don't reach anywhere near what Ron Paul reaches. And to come out on the fucking mainstream channel during the debate where it got the most ratings, and to drop a bomb like all government is force. That's awesome. Amazing. I love it.
I agree.
But yeah, both Joe Rogan and Ron Paul tonight, Friday night. So you might have to go back, but, yeah.
What time does Jay Leno start? 10?
I don't know.
You have to look it up before, because it's 9 something here and we might not be able to watch some shows. But anyways, so it's survey time.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm going to pee soon, so we got to get the survey delicious going.
Okay, I got to find it.
Got to find it. Skanks. No, that wasn't it.
Oh, wrong one.
Survey-alicious.
There we go. All right, so the survey is you giving it to me. Hard.
How hard?
Mighty. Mighty Mouse hard.
Doesn't really say what it's called.
Yes, it's called. It's called, Does your partner sizzle in bed?
Sizzle. Jay Rizzle.
No, he's not my partner.
Does your partner sizzle in bed?
All right, shoot.
Oh, wait a minute. Got to get something going.
All right. Go, because I'm sure these listeners are bored already.
Make sure it's a No, they're just getting drunk. They're loving it.
Maybe not that drunk enough. I don't know what I'm saying, but I have glitter on my nose, and there's a lot of mess going on.
Yeah, I saw. It was like a red glitter.
Yeah, that's because I was writing out Christmas cards, and there's glitter on our Christmas cards.
Baby Jesus, were you praising baby Jesus?
No, that was only my mom.
Oh. Okay, let me take a drink of my beer before I do this quiz.
And I said I gotta pee, so women have smaller bladders than men.
I gotta urinate a little bit. Is there anything sexually...
Sexual. Your significant
it
other.
It doesn't say sexual.
All
what
right.
The hell?
Just go.
Did they do this wrong?
Just read it.
Is there anything sexually your significant other should know about you that he does not already know? No, he knows and satisfies your needs and desires. Yes, he is clueless and needs enormous assistance. Yes, he needs to be more patient because you require more foreplay to get aroused.
The first one.
Good answer. You have an orgasm how often? Rarely, occasionally, almost always.
The last one.
Damn right. There's only 5 questions.
No, there's 9.
Oh. Can you comfortably convey your sexual needs to your significant other? Always. He listens and tries to give pleasure to me. Not usually. Intimate details intimidate him. Not at all. If I try to instruct him, he gets defensive.
The first one.
How frequently does your partner kiss, caress, and practice foreplay with you? He's very good at foreplay. He knows the how, when and where to kiss and caress. He occasionally forgets about those parts of sexual play. He does as little as possible before intercourse.
The first one, I guess.
Answer.
The first one.
Truthfully, that's what I was trying to say. Thinking about making love to your significant other makes you feel thrilled, you have great chemistry together and can please one another. Apprehensive, having an orgasm is hard work. Closer to him, he is the most affectionate towards you and Ben.
The last one.
You don't feel thrilled?
But you're more affectionate in bed than anywhere else.
Now I have to hit next, and now it's not doing anything.
You should go to the next questions.
Nothing
it's
happened.
Not?
Nothing happened.
Did it let you sit?
I clicked it again, and nothing happened. Clicked it again, nothing happened.
Hold on. My computer might be working better.
Nothing is happening.
Hold on.
Well.
Hold on. Wait, no. Wait. My computer might work. Hold on. Hold on.
Why won't it do anything?
My computer worked. Come over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Here. Come over here.
Just read it. It
says, your significant other satisfies you in bed. After he has satisfied himself. Equally, he satisfies you and vice versa before he satisfies himself. It'd be this middle one. Which of the statements most accurately describes your sex life? It is practically non-existent. Okay, yeah. It is as good as it was when you entered the relationship. It has become uninteresting and routine. The middle one. Your significant other could do what to make your sex more pleasurable? Discontinue pressuring you to have sex. Be more attentive to your needs and desires. Add excitement by learning new lovemaking tricks. The last one. Sex to you and your significant other is like gas and fire. It is sizzling and passionate. Oil and water. Half the time you do not connect. Rum and Coke is predictable and natural.
Probably that one.
Probably that last one. And the results are, hold on. Dun, dun, dun.
Did you answer the first
one? Yeah, the first one said the same.
The same way.
Your score is 22. 22 through 27 points. He sizzles. Your significant other and you are comfortable talking about sex. You both listen to each other and are able to handle constructive criticism. Your partner is eager to please you and may be a keeper due to his giving nature. That's what it says. That you are to me. Apparently it tells me you're a keeper.
I'm a keeper.
So no one's taking you from me.
I wasn't going anywhere anyway.
Oh, good. I like that answer. Okay. So for all you that like our sex life, that's what happens.
I think the show is fucking over, guys. Stop listening in to what the fuck we're talking about sexually and shit.
Because we're horny and we got to go act on that shit.
God damn. You freaking pervs. Crazy bitches.
All right.
You freaks.
Ah! All right.
Get the fuck out of here. What do we listen to?
Oh, we're listening to The Doors, Strangers, or what is it? Wait, is it People Are Strangers?
That's not what it's called.
Ah, I even picked these songs.
All right. Yeah, we got to get out of here, bitches.
All right. Peace.
What do we got?
Love.
What
and
is
all
it?
That junk.
You got to tell
it's
them what
the
it
doors.
Is.
It's The Doors.
What
people
is it?
Are strange.
People are strange. You said, like, strange people.
I know, but it's the same. People are strange when
all
they're
right,
strange.
Fuck it. We out of here, bitches.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, when you're strange.